The next patient is Mr. Arnold Tony. The last name is T-O-N-E-Y. Is the Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D, number one. Clinical case of a 57-year-old African-American male that is following the practice because of a kidney transplant that was done in the middle part of 2017. This patient is a living-related kidney transplant. The patient has been suppressed with the administration of mycophenolate, 1,000 milligrams in the morning and 500 milligrams in the afternoon, and the prednisone as well as tacrolimus, 2 milligrams in the morning and 2 milligrams in the afternoon. The patient has been in fairly stable condition. He has been complaining of right flank pain that was evaluated with the CT scan and is most likely related to a muscular type of pain. The patient has been changing his lifestyle and he has been functioning very well, has lost 5 pounds. The serum creatinine went down to 1.5, the estimated GFR to 52 mL per minute. There is some degree of hyperfiltration because there was hyperglycemia. He has a proteinuria times 1, the BK virus in urine is positive. We are going to request the BK virus in blood. Period. The tacrolimus level is reported in 2.1, and the patient, as mentioned before, is taking 2 milligrams in the morning and 2 in the evening. We are going to increase to 3 milligrams in the morning and 1 in the evening, and we are going to repeat the tacrolimus level in 1 week. A following number. The patient has a isolated proteinuria. The reason for the proteinuria is unknown. The patient looks good. He has the history of hypertension in the past and poorly controlled blood sugar. That could be a reason. However, being a kidney transplant, we have to keep in mind that could be a manifestation of rejection, period. If the patient has a BK virus in blood, it could be another reason, and for that situation, we are going to follow him closely. He has a coming up appointment in Tampa, and we are going to make sure that he discusses this situation with them, and we will send this dictation to Tampa. Following number, type 2 diabetes. The patient was without Ozempic for 2 weeks. The hemoglobin A1C, despite the fact that he has been with a better control of the body weight and the blood pressure, the hemoglobin A1C was 9.5. Following number, essential hypertension. The hypertension has been under control, 120 over 50. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that is dormant. The patient definitely, following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency. We are going to start the supplementation with 2,000 units on a daily basis. Reevaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup.